Okay, so today we're diving into something pretty fascinating. We're calling it the HDPI project. And we've got some really interesting material here. Looks like we've even got some information here for potential investors, so that's always intriguing, right? And the whole thing revolves around, kind of a potentially game-changing idea in how we deal with energy and data processing.
Yeah, absolutely. You hit the nail on the head there. Really, at the heart of this is this idea of integrating a local processor directly onto a hard drive. So, when you think about those kind of bottlenecks we always run into with these, really demanding applications like your artificial intelligence and big data, things like that, I mean, this concept could be absolutely huge, really transformative.
Okay, so let's break this down a bit. So we're essentially saying instead of the CPU doing absolutely everything, you're giving like the hard drive its own brain to handle certain tasks.
Exactly. Think of it this way. Imagine each worker on an assembly line, right? And instead of them having to go back to a central tool station every time they need something, they've got their own mini toolbox right there beside them.
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot. So less back and forth, more getting things done.
Yeah, that's the core principle here, bringing the processing power closer to where the data actually lives. And this is, particularly engineered for those very specific, really critical applications. We talk about AI model training, massive data analysis, you name it.
And it's almost a circular thing too, isn't it? Because one of the sources here mentions they're even using specialized AI software to design these HDPI prototypes. It's like AI helping to build the very hardware that'll probably be running AI in the future. That's pretty wild when you think about it.
Yeah, it's a fascinating feedback loop. It speaks to a really forward-thinking approach, harnessing the power of AI to actually design and refine the hardware that's going to then be used to accelerate AI, kind of blurring the lines there a bit.
So we've got this really neat hardware innovation, but for you, the listener, why should you care? What are the actual benefits here that we can like wrap our heads around?
Well, think about it like this. Imagine you're working with, let's say, a massive genomic data set, right? Something that takes a full 24 hours to analyze currently. With HDPI, by cutting out all that constant data transfer between storage and the main processor, that analysis time could potentially be slashed down to just a few hours.
Wow. Okay, so less waiting, more doing. I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
What about the energy side of things? Because I know that was a big point in the material we have here.
Oh, absolutely. It's huge, especially when you consider how much energy these massive data centers are guzzling down these days. With HDPI, the idea is by offloading some of that processing to the hard drive itself, you're taking a lot of the strain off the main CPU. And that means less overall heat, which translates directly into less energy consumption and a smaller carbon footprint. And in a world where everyone's talking about sustainability, that's a massive win.
Absolutely. And it seems like, with the way things are going, the scale of cloud computing, the need for more and more processing power, any tech that can actually reduce energy consumption is going to be like gold dust, right?
Without a doubt. I mean, if you look at the big picture, right? Cloud computing, AI, big data, all of it all points to this massive increase in energy demand. But this HDTI technology, with its distributed processing, it offers a potential path to actually making those fields more sustainable, which is, pretty exciting when you think about it.
For sure. So we're talking faster processing, greener footprint. That's a powerful combo. And it seems like there's a real market opportunity here too, right? Based on what we're seeing in these sources, what makes this technology so well positioned for growth?
Well, what's really interesting is that it aligns perfectly with the way the market is moving, both now and in the future. We've got this constant expansion of cloud infrastructure, AI applications are popping up everywhere, and the sheer amount of data being generated is just exploding. It all screams for storage solutions that are both more efficient and more intelligent. And HDPI, by hitting both those points, those bottlenecks and the energy stuff, it really sets itself up as a major player in that space, a space that's only going to get bigger.
Makes sense. Okay, so we're getting a good picture of the technology itself and its potential. Now let's switch gears a bit and look at what we have here for potential investors. Our sources indicate the HDPI project is looking for financial partners. How's that whole thing structured?
Right, so it looks like they're proposing a long-term financing model that really centers around profit sharing. The idea is to attract, maybe private investors, families, folks with a real interest in tech in seeing these kinds of advancements happen and who are willing to provide that critical early-stage funding.
And this initial investment, it's structured a bit differently, right? It seems to be more focused on the long game than on immediate returns.
Exactly. The money raised initially would go towards things like prototype development, continuing research and development, salaries for the core team, that sort of thing. And it's important to understand that this early stage isn't about seeing immediate financial payouts. The return on investment here is tied directly to the future success of the technology, you know, how well it's adopted, how it performs in the market.
Okay, so the idea is you're in it for the long haul. But the potential upside for these early investors is significant, right? I mean, we're talking a major stake in the project, potentially up to 50% ownership if it's successfully commercialized. Or there's this other option, a 40-60 split on ownership of the actual prototypes and any future profit sharing. That's a pretty big chunk for taking that initial leap of faith.
Oh yeah, for sure. And that reflects the inherent risk that comes with investing in early stage technology. I mean, these initial investors, they're essentially foundational partners. They're providing the capital that's needed to get this innovation off the ground. And the understanding is that if that vision becomes a reality, the rewards will be substantial.
And it's interesting, the agreement itself isn't set in stone. They mention the possibility of revisiting those percentages, maybe on an annual basis or something like that, to make sure everything's still fair, you know, reflecting the progress of the project and everyone's contributions. It seems like there's a real emphasis on partnership here, on flexibility.
Yeah, I'd say that's a smart move, because as the project develops, hits certain milestones, things might need to be adjusted. The initial valuation, the contributions, it might need to be reassessed as the technology matures and, you know, the market landscape becomes clearer. So that built-in flexibility makes a lot of sense.
Now, this is a really important point for anyone listening who might be thinking about this. The sources are very clear that the current model doesn't involve immediate profit sharing. No pre-sales or anything like that. It's all about investing in the long-term potential here.
Right. That's key. This isn't about a quick return. It's about believing in the disruptive potential of this technology.
Yeah.
And being willing to commit to that long-term vision. So the risk profile here, it's really geared towards folks with a longer investment horizon, you know, who are looking for potentially substantial returns that are tied to the product's ultimate impact on the market.
But it's not just about the financial upside either, right?
Yeah.
These early investors, they get some other pretty interesting perks. They talk about having the exclusive access to all the latest advancements, being able to sit down with the project experts, be a part of those strategic discussions.
Oh, absolutely. If you're someone who's really passionate about technology, that's a pretty unique level of involvement. You're not just writing a check. You're getting a front row seat to cutting edge developments. Having a voice in how this potentially game-changing technology is shaped, that's pretty cool.
So to anyone listening, if this whole HDPI thing has piqued your interest and you're thinking, hey, maybe I want to be a part of this, what's the next step based on what we've got here?
Well, it seems like the best thing to do is reach out to the project team directly. They've got all the detailed info about becoming a financial partner, the different investment options, all that. And it sounds like they're actively looking for those key investors to really help push this thing forward.
All right, so just to recap, we've taken a pretty deep dive here into this HDPI project. The big idea is integrating processing power right onto hard drives. We talked about how this could lead to some major leaps in performance, especially for things like AI and big data, while also being way more energy efficient. And finally, we broke down the investment model they're proposing, which seems to offer a very real potential for big returns for those who are willing to get in early on this potentially revolutionary technology.
Exactly. It's addressing some really critical challenges in high-performance computing right now, and it's doing it in a way that's both innovative and potentially very impactful, both from a tech standpoint and in the market. And this investment opportunity, it's a unique chance to be involved right from the start.
So one final thought for you to chew on. Think about this. With processing power being built right into storage, how might that completely change how we design computing systems? What new possibilities might open up when the lines between storage and processing get blurred like that? And what will it mean for how fast we can process data, how much energy we use, all that in the years to come? It's a pretty exciting thing to consider.
Yeah, definitely a lot to think about there.
All right, well, that's it for our deep dive today. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, everyone.